okay, Dal, and I'm sure the common fans are curious to get your take on this. From what you have seen, heard, been involved with over these few months, what do your gut instincts tell you, or your basic information tell you, will the Houston Comets, that's first things first, still be owned by Hilton Koch, and then secondly, be in Houston in 2008?
Oh, that's a doozy right there. Having drafted a major part of that purchase agreement and the arena use agreement and some of those documents I know that are active in terms of the sale, I honestly don't know. I mean, I know I was familiar enough with Hilton Koch's portfolio to know what he. I'm familiar enough with his portfolio to know he's capable of remaining owner of the team. It's just a matter of priority with relation to his business being one of the fastest growing furniture companies in this region of the country. I think that if the team, first of all, if there's anything I could do, even in my role, to make sure that the team will stay here, I know that's what I want and what a lot of the fans want. But the reality is the economics. We lost Charlotte last year and went down to 13 teams, and of the teams that I know that have really never made any money in the league, I think that we may see one or two teams that may be on the move next year. There's been no announcement of an expansion team, and this late in the game in August, that's kind of surprising. But we know that the owner of the Colorado Chill, Dave King, who played with the NWBL, he's made a serious move. It was documented in the newspaper back in Fort Collins and in Denver, that he felt that from what he was told from the league and the president, Donna Orender, that he was a front runner to receive a team. So hopefully he'd just be adding the 14th team. But my common sense tells me that a team may be moving to Colorado. I don't think it'll be Houston. I mean, we're the most storied franchise in the WNBA. So, put it this way, I know there's still enough investors. I know personally I've worked with several investors during the initial process that I still stay in contact with, and if they have the opportunity tomorrow to purchase the team, they could do it with no problem at all, and I know they would be interested in doing that. And it would be great to see them have majority ownership in the team. It would be great to have a second team that was owned by women and that was had a large share of their team was minority owned and that the fans could really take pride in. And but we'll have to see what happens. My gut feeling also tells me, as I mentioned I think earlier in the interview, there's several of us that still have outstanding pay issues that we'd like to see resolved. So I know that usually when companies have issues with employees' pay, for instance, Pageman or myself, there must be some cash shortfall, at some point. And of course, with Hilton, I don't think from the outside looking in that there is a cash shortfall with him or his furniture business, but for some reason there's just been a neglect to settle some of the team issues. But that's a tough question, Chris. I don't want to, dodge around it, but my gut feeling is that the Comets, will be here, the next year for forever from everything I've been told. But the caveat is this. They would be more successful, and they can guarantee their success here if they played in another building. As I was saying, I know the Comets would be successful here, and I would support playing in another building. I think the perfect size building for the WNBA and for the Comets would be a building that would hold around 8,500 to 9,000 people. I'd love to see, you know, that vision of fans, you know, literally almost hanging from the roofs of a Hall Finds Pavilion or some other arena that would either be utilized on the perimeter of Houston or the Beltway, and that would give the team a chance to have a greater profit margin. With the building Toyota Center, you know, of course, it's similar to what the Sparks are going through in L.A. with the Staples Center. When you look at some of these big arenas, the economics of playing in an arena that big is really an uphill challenge for the team. You know, I'll give you an example. The Toyota Center, the arena operator, which is Mr. Les Alexander, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with how Harris County and how those things were negotiated. But for instance, if they have three or four major events, be it a concert, an MMA extreme fighting event, or maybe you know, a conference. I mean, with three or four big strong events, they can probably gross more than they do with an entire Comet season. So those type of things, you know, tell me that the Comets would do better in a small arena. Now, that being said, part of our agreement when we purchased the team was to play in Toyota Center for three more years. And I think that unless the Rockets come forward, we need to honor that agreement. But it's definitely high time to start planning 48 months from now of where that next building that we're going to play for, be it in a renovated Archery Court, be it in the Astro Arena, the Barry Center, or some new building. But we have to make sure that the Comets are set up for that next decade of success. We're going to need a new place to call home. That's one thing for certain that I would do if I was still running a team, is I would make sure that after these next two seasons we can transition to a building that may be more profitable for the team to play in. But, you know, we still have a lot of things. You know, I think the biggest thing that's going to determine the way a lot of these things go, Chris, is the upcoming lottery. As you know, Candace Parker is coming out this year, and I really do think that whatever team she goes to, you know, all things being considered, that they will immediately be a favorite to go deep into the playoffs next year. That's just how talented of a player. So, for instance, of course, we would have wanted to make the playoffs this year, but if we were to win the rights to the number one pick in Candace Parker, I think we quickly go up to selling 5,000-6,000 season tickets next year, and a lot of these issues economically would become, you know, a moot point, because she will be that significant to whatever franchise picks her up. She probably, with no disrespect to Cynthia Cooper and Cheryl Swoops and Cheryl Miller and Tina Thompson and some of the all-time greats, I think that she will make such an impact that if she remains healthy, she'll be looked at in 5 years as possibly, you know, the greatest women's player to date, just because of the variety of skill that she has. And wouldn't it be a beautiful thing for her to come down on a fast break next year and make every fast break opportunity into a possible slam dunk opportunity. So it's rare when you have a player that can dunk the basketball in a half-court set as well as take a step back behind a three-point line and hit a three. So I think as Candace Parker goes in the lottery, you know, that will also, the team that picks her up, that will determine their success. So hopefully we can have her here in Houston. Say we don't pick up Candace, I think we have to draft smarter this year. I think we have to address our free agent issues as it relates to the collective bargaining agreement. And I think we need to bring about 5 to 6 new faces on a team. I'm a real big person in terms of diversity. I remember reading one of your posters one day. It mentioned that we have a lack of diversity on the team. And I know how I feel at Astros games when I go out there and don't see too much diversity on the field. I think that we, in all fairness, we're the most diverse city in the country, and I think that we need to have players that better represent our demographic in Houston. So to put it bluntly, I'd love to see one of our superstar players come to the Comets. We're a year late to get Becky Hammon or Ruth Riley, but it would be great to have some new players on the team that could come in and contribute. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors out there. And just in summary, I do think the Comets still play here next year. I'm unsure that Hilton Koch will be the majority owner next year. But I think the Comets will remain here. And I think that Comet basketball will return. And I think we'll be successful. And I hope to look back on this whole experience and hope at the end of the day that I can say that I played some small role in keeping the team here and making sure we set ourselves up for future success.